before a person puts on the tzitzis in the morning before he makes the bracha, a person should check the tzitzis and make sure that they're shalet. You check in two places. You check where the tzitzis enter the hole in the baggit, make sure that all four strings are there. And you also check at the bottom to see if any of the tzitzis have been torn. If tzitzis have been torn, the person notices that this is, he has supposed to have eight strings, there's less than eight strings. So what's the halacha? So if one string is torn, it's not a problem. You can still make a bracha on the tzitzis, it's not a problem. If two are torn on the two sides, you can't, then we have to know how much is left, and we'll discuss that, we can talk about that a different time. But if one is torn, it's not a problem. So when guards are checking in the morning, you check to see if there's four on top. There must be four on top. You can't have three on top. From the bottom, as long as seven are there, you're okay. You should then separate the tzitzis also. They shouldn't be tangled together. And that's something which a person should do on a regular basis during the day. They should keep their tzitzis separate. The Rizal said that the word tzitzis is Rosh HaTevis for Tzadik, Yafrid, Tzitziyosav, Tomid. Tzadik will constantly separate it, keep his tzitzis untangled. The person is wearing talus gadol, the order is the person puts on the talus before he puts on the tefillin. However, if his hand met the tefillin before, his hand met the talus, he puts on the tefillin first. Since you want to put the talus on first, the person should set up his talus bag in such a way that he does not come to the tefillin first. Because there's a law of Eim Avirin on the mitzvah, you do not pass by a mitzvah. So if he comes in the tefillin first, he's supposed to put on the tefillin first. Well, the halacha prefers putting on the talus first. So set your talus bag up in such a way that you would come to the talus first, or you should not have a problem of Eim Avirin on the mitzvah. So you're making the bracha. A person wore his talus the whole, he wore his talus cotton the whole night. He went to bed in his clothes, he fell asleep, he woke up. You do not make a bracha in that situation. A person who wore tzitzis the whole night would not make a bracha. A person did not make a bracha in the morning for whatever reason. Let's say he couldn't, it was too early, he put it on, it was too early to make the bracha. Or he forgot to make the bracha. So sometime during the day when he makes the bracha, he touches his tzitzis and he makes the bracha. And the bracha is not going on that which he wore prior, but it's going on that which he's wearing after. Okay, have a good morning.